From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. A longtime tradition continues this year as the YWCA in Salt Lake City imagines the possibility of a week without violence, hoping to bring awareness to the solutions to violence in communities throughout Utah. Several events are planned through this Saturday to help the cause. And joining me now to discuss them and the services the YWCA provides to Utah women and families is the organization's Director of Education, Melinda Pettengill. Melinda, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thank you, Jeff.
So tonight, Melinda, you'll be screening the film Call and Response at the Tower Theater at 9th and 9th here in Salt Lake City. What's this film about and how does it fit in with Week Without Violence?
The film Call and Response is a very well-done documentary focusing on the world's 27 million people held in captivity as slaves. We want to draw attention to this issue. We're partnering with the Asian Association to talk about trafficking issues in Utah and to bring information and specifically inspiration for stopping it and how our community here in Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County can get involved.
And tomorrow, Melinda, you'll hold an appreciation breakfast for Lloyd Pendleton as the YWCA Public Official of the Year. Remind us about Lloyd's contributions to the community and that reach out to the same people that your organization does.
Well, Lloyd has been a pillar in the community for many, many years and has really helped enormously with housing issues, specifically for those in low-income populations, and recently has done an enormous amount of work with prison populations and those transitioning back out of incarceration into the community. And we really want to honor him for his dedication to not only working with those that have struggled, but also to making changes and helping them figure out how to get back in the direction that they want to be in and get the services they need.
And you have a few other events planned through this Saturday as well. Give us a quick rundown of what's happening this week.
We do. On Thursday, we're focusing on our little people. We believe at the YWCA in the power of prevention, and we're partnering with the Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County Libraries to go in and do story times and book babies with little people about bullying, about creating peace in their own little worlds and their own sphere of the universe, and knowing what they can do now to address some of these issues as just young little guys. We're also bringing in some volunteer librarians to work with our children that stay and are provided safety in our shelter at the YWCA to talk about some of these issues as well. Friday, we are, once again, in keeping with tradition, working with the Gun Violence Prevention Society of Utah and the mayor's office, Mayor Becker's office, to plant daffodils in remembrance of those who've been injured and killed through gun violence in the past year. We really love this event because it draws attention to the dangers of gun violence in our community and our society. And then Saturday, in closing the week, we'll have a run in Liberty Park focused on sort of racing out violence, as well as a benefit at Noodles and Company on 4th and South to bring attention to the issue and raise money for the YWCA.
Melinda, tell us about some of the programs YWCA Salt Lake City offers to women and families who are victims to help them out both in the short term and maybe also the long term as well.
Sure. The YWCA has been in Salt Lake City since 1906, and in keeping in line with the mission of the YWCA throughout the country to eliminate racism and empower women, we have provided crisis services for women and children that are experiencing domestic violence in our city and in our state. In 1976, when we opened our doors as a crisis shelter, we quickly learned that we needed much more thorough and intensive services for the program participants we were working with. So we added on additional programs throughout the last 35-plus years to address issues related to children and trauma through witnessing domestic violence, to focus on long-term housing issues, women and children that are fleeing situations related to domestic violence need wraparound services. So we focused on case management and getting them the services they need to get on their feet and be where they want to be.
And Melinda, one particular program you run that's being recognized today by Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill is the Family Justice Center. What does that provide for the community?
The Family Justice Center is one of the most fantastic services that we're able to offer in Salt Lake County. We've co-located services for survivors of domestic violence, both men, women, and children, where instead of having to go to the courthouse, the police department, Department of Workforce Services, all around the valley, trying to collect documents and information they need to figure out how to get the services they need, we've co-located them on our campus, where a woman or a child or a man that's experienced domestic violence can come straight to our campus any day of the week and immediately be connected with those resources right there on our campus. They can meet with a prosecutor. They can meet with someone from the police department. They can talk to Department of Workforce Services or Division of Child and Family Services. They don't need to travel all over the valley, which is a major cause for returning to abusive partners without getting services, because they're afraid and they don't have the resources and the support that they need. So we've brought those to our campus so that people can feel safe and secure and get those services all at once.
We've been speaking with Melinda Pettengill. She's the Director of Education for the YWCA Salt Lake City, celebrating its 17th annual Week Without Violence here in Utah. Melinda, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jeff.